News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So listen, I don't know about y'all, but I cannot figure out whether to turn on my air or my heat right now. I mean, take a look at the temperature and then recognize it's going to jump 40 degrees in one day. Literally, it was 37 degrees when I got up this morning at like 5 a.m., and it's like 72 now, or something like that. It's a massive jump. But what that does is it also, your systems don't know which way to run. If you put it on automatic, it's going back and forth between heat and air. If you just set one over the other, you come home and the house is stuffy or vice versa. So listen, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. If you need servicing for your systems, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning are literally right there for you. Your one-stop shop, I like to say, for all of your HVAC needs, whether gas or electric. And they're good at what they do. Locally owned, a veteran-owned business right here in our area, services Huntsville, Madison County, all the surrounding areas. And you can find them. They can get out there 6 days a week, folks. 6 days a week. You can find them at, here's the number. You ready? 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. And they've got a special running right now. If you want to get your systems serviced in order to get ready for the hot months, they'll come out and for $69 per unit, they will service those systems, get them ready. And if anything happens to them in the next year, 10% off of any of the repair costs. There you go. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. All right, listen, I'm moving into the last part of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this section Union Do's and Union Blues. Why would I say that? Well, so first of all, one of the stories that got my attention came out, last week? Came out last week on Alabama Daily News. Headline. Education and controversial bills and more money than we've ever had define the session. There's a couple of phrases for you. It quotes right off the bat State Representative Lynn Greer, who I've known. He's a good dude, but he's retiring. He's been in his sixth four-year term. He's been in the legislature on and off since 1974. Yes, Lynn is up in years, but he said the Alabama legislature session that ended Thursday night was unlike anything he had previously seen. He said, we had more money than I'd ever dreamed we'd have. How's that? Did you see a tax break, by the way? Did you feel any benefit? No. We had more money than I ever dreamed we'd have, both in the education budget and in the general fund, said Greer. And that was a key factor in the whole session, more money than we've ever had. Okay, that being said, they did things like tax cuts that officials said would total about $160 million, but you really don't see them because they're very selective. What you did see a lot of were pay raises for teachers, state employees, bonuses for retirees. Oh, that's interesting. And then you saw things like, oh, I don't know, the fact that we had the largest education budget ever, $8.2 billion. All teachers got at least a 4% pay raise. Some teachers with up to 9 years of experience got a 21% pay raise. Here's the kicker. Alabama Education Association, that's the NEA's Alabama version. That's the Alabama Teachers Union. Alabama Education Association Executive Director Amy Marlowe said, I think it's one of the best sessions we've had since 1983. Are you hearing that? In almost 40 years, she says, this is the best session that we've had. She said, I can't say enough good things about this session. Y'all, listen, we had school choice bills that didn't even get a vote. Some of them didn't even get a hearing in committee. They were killed outright by legislators. We had more money spent on education than ever and zero reforms for education. We had a bill passed that, you know, State Senator Orr and I usually see eye to eye on most bills. I didn't like this one. They called it the Numeracy Act, which some say totally promotes Common Core math. And instead of fixing the issues at higher ed or fixing the Common Core issues, it just puts $92 million into hiring coaches to teach our teachers how to teach. We had so many things. The Literacy Act, the 2019 Literacy Act, the one that was going to help promote what everybody believes is a super important thing, which is, I don't know, kids reading on their grade level. How about that? Well, it delayed it again. So it delayed it again for a second time. Why? Because the teachers union, with their Democrat allies like Senator Roger Smitherman, fought for another delay and Republicans caved. All that to say, you got to look at it and go, yeah, I guess if I was the head of the teachers union, I'd say it was one of the best years I've ever had, too. And that's not even with Paul Hubbert being in charge like back in the day. Well, let's couple that with a story off of 1819news.com. 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. Got to tell you, you got to check these folks out. They report straight up, and they report things sometimes that other people won't report. 1819news.com, story dated just, oh, this is right at 6-8 weeks ago. It's titled Strange Bedfellows, Alabama Republicans and the New AEA. The New AEA, is it really? Because what did they accomplish this year? Same old stuff. Lots of more money spent on teacher raises and bonuses. Lots of more money spent on upfunding the system of education. No money spent on reforming the system of education. Sounds to me like the same old AEA. But the article says the new AEA. So it goes on to say in 2013, and I was there for this, the Alabama Republican Party and the AEA had such an adversarial position that the Alabama Republican Party added a standing rule to its bylaws. And it's true, it's still there. Standing rule prohibiting its members from accepting donations from the AEA, which is an affiliate of the NEA, the National Education Association. Well, they are taking money left and right. Last year, it says, according to federal campaign or finance records, A-Vote, which is the name of the PAC for the AEA, A-Vote gave $440,000 to 40 Republicans in the state legislature, just in the state legislature. It says it's not as high as in 2018 when the organization gave $918,000 to 64 members. But it's a far cry from 2013, the year after the rule was put in place, when literally only four people in their legislature, when I was there, only four took money from the AEA. State Representative Will Dismukes, who has often showed that he has no wisdom, says the AEA is much more in line with GOP positions than when the rule was added to the party platform just 9 years ago. He says, when you look at the stances they've taken, I line up with them on almost every issue. Really, Will? So you kill school choice and you upfund more failing policies. So that's good. But Bill Armistead, a friend of mine who used to be the chairman of the Republican Party, he was there when the rule was created. His quote in the same article is, "It's unfortunate that many of our Republican legislators are taking funding and orders from the AEA despite the rule by the Alabama Republican Party discouraging this. It seems that the school choice bill was going to be the latest casualty, and it was." So there's that. Now I got some other things here on what is happening nationwide with these teachers unions. Why should you be concerned about what the AEA thinks? Well, they are aligned with the NEA. What does the NEA do? Well, I'm going to show you some of that, but I have some callers on the line, so let me grab those real quick. Line 5, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Doing well, and I hope all of you are as well.
We are good,
and
sir.
I've got a question based on misuse of government funds in the past. Say if the U.S. Army for their barracks pays $100 for a toilet seat that they can get at Lowe's for $25, why not go for $25? I mean, I know plenty of wonderful teachers, but why not give them the chance to go where they're going to do the best use instead of just paying extra money for where they are now?
Well, it's a great point.
Thank you.
Brian, great point. I mean, what they have literally removed. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate you as always. He makes a great point. There has been a stymieing of innovation in the classroom. Some of the best teachers wind up losing out because of seniority bases on other teachers. I know for a fact, I think it was Autauga County in 2012 or 2013, the teacher of the year was let go in a reduction in force because she did not have seniority over some of the others. In other words, the best teacher they had was let go because other teachers had tenure. That's the way the union works. Let me grab another one real quick before we go to the break. Jeff from Indiana on line 1. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, bud?
The way they're ever going to change the school system in this country is you have to eliminate public schools. They should be all liquidated, no public funding of any schools, and put all the funding on students. They're given an account, and all schools will, you know, basically compete for those dollars, and that will get rid of the teachers' unions, that will get rid of everything, because, you know, the way it is set up now and everything, you can't get rid of a teacher, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, you have the right to work state, like I think in Alabama, and so if you're not doing your job as a teacher, you're gone. And that's what needs to be done.
Well, that does need to be done. They're going to have to address tenure. They're going to have to address it. And the tenure is supposed to be, to protect teachers from politics and education. Bull crap. It protects bad teachers. Good teachers don't need tenure.
Exactly.
Good teachers don't need tenure at all. And I know a lot of great teachers. I have some in my family. Solid people who know what they're doing and love their job and feel like it's a calling. And then you got some who just settle into the bureaucracy and they become educrats. And they you can't get rid of them. You're right.
Yeah. Like I say, there shouldn't be any such thing as a public school. There should be public funding of students, and then let those dollars go to wherever, whether it be homeschooling so much for that, or, you know, any kind of school that they want to go to, as long as they meet the curriculum and you know, pass the grades and everything. And in fact, maybe even get bonuses to the ones who do the best job, and then we'll hire the best teachers, and the schools that don't provide they'll perform, they will go bankrupt and be where they need to be.
Well, that's an interesting point. I don't know if we're going to get rid of public schools, Jeff. And I think, I'm not mistaken, I think the Alabama Constitution mandates the state of Alabama provide an education to its citizens. But what we can do at the very least is what was tried almost, you know, began moving this year in the Alabama legislature, is at least a school choice bill that says, you know what, fair competition, put free market principles in education, let parents go where they want to and take their money with them. And that'll change the whole dynamic. At the very least, I think that would make some movement. But
publicly funded schools, it's never going to change as long as we're paying for a rigged system. If the money goes with the student, and we do away with all public funding of schools, national and federal and state, things will change, and we'll have an educated population for a change, maybe.
Wow. Well, all right. Good points. Well taken. Jeff, we're up against a break, man. We got to run. Thanks for your call, as always. All right, Copper, take us to the break. We will come right back from that. Now, folks, I got to tell you, too, as you're moving towards the end of your day, you might want to think about Just Love Coffee Cafe. If you've got ideas about having something for dinner, you might want to know they have sandwiches, wraps, salads. You can do breakfast for dinner. You can also stop back by in the morning and be a hero to everybody you work for and get coffee for the crew. I'm just saying, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. So much more than coffee, but coffee is good there, too. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, listen, I got a caller online, too, so I'm going to grab that real quick before I run out of time, but I've got so much more here on how teachers' unions overwhelmingly support Democrat causes. Their membership even knows it, and membership is leaving in droves in certain places. But let me grab this call real quick online, too. Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Doing good, Phil. I wanted to say, having educators in my immediate family, they have no choice but to be part of the union. If you're not a part of the union, you can get sued, and then you have to pay for the attorney. And these days, with our litigious society,
let me jump on that real quick, because that's not true. Because in the legislature when I was there, we specifically passed legislation to deal with that very thing. The teachers union used to hold them captive to that very lie. And so we made sure that state insurance is there for every teacher in the event that anything ever happened. Like, a teacher's really going to get sued, but nonetheless, if they ever did, they've got insurance without having to pay dues to the union. And we also made it such that they don't have to be a member.
There's been several in our schools sued. The one that my child goes to. So yes, they get sued, and it's over things that are ridiculous.
And it often is. When those suits come up, they are ridiculous. But what I'm saying is, they don't have to pay union dues to have insurance coverage. They've already got it.
Well, the unions tell them, and it's not technically a union, I guess, but they tell them that they do and that it's not the same and that they're not going to have the same coverage and the same backing. They basically insinuate you're going to be left out to dry. But
sure.
But these same educators, which I am not one of them, is they're okay with school choice. They're fine with it. They're fine with no tenure because their opinion is if you're good, you don't need it.
Right.
I agree. And they but they're saying, and what they're telling me and what I see in my child's school is that Huntsville City Schools is being ruled by the federal government through this DSEG order, and there's really nothing we can do to make things better right now.
Well, and yes and no. I do agree that the federal order has a stranglehold in some ways on education in Alabama, especially in Huntsville. But I also believe that we have beaten back on some of that in recent years. And the other thing is, if you put a free market principle in place and you allow parents to make the final say as to where their child will go, then the schools themselves will innovate and do better because they don't want to lose students just because they're not trying as hard as the other school down the road. And so I really do believe that some measure of school choice, it's just like you rise to the level of your competition. I really think some measure of school choice will do nothing but improve the overall system. And I agree with you. I've got rank and file members of education in my family who don't have a problem with school choice, and they don't care for tenure for the same reasons you just said.
But do you not think it will end up similar to what we have now, which is schools in the southern part of Huntsville are overloaded and there's some schools half empty in North Huntsville?
No, because the legislation as it was proposed would also basically put, you know, it would put some cap on that, because if you don't live in that area and you want to move your child into that area, but the school doesn't have capacity for it, that would certainly play in. Lee, great call, but I got to go. We're up against the break. Take care. Thanks for being in the audience. All right, folks, listen, what a great day. Didn't even get to all my material, but you get the picture. Teachers unions, they are not about education. They're about themselves. And more often than not, we're finding out they're really about liberal causes. That's where they spend the most of their money. All right, listen, great show. Back here tomorrow, Copper Night, 2 o'clock. Got a full slate for you then, too. Stay tuned. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all have a great night.